before we do the recap, you guys drinking anything?
Yes, I'm drinking a from Great Lakes Brewery, which is a local brewery about six blocks away from me. I'm drinking Pompous Ass English Pale Ale.
Nice.
Yeah, nice, and nice. It is quite a nice beer, yeah.
Rich?
Jameson tonight.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah. I, too, from just about six blocks away. I tell you, it's fucking great having a brewery that close.
Yeah.
I'm having, it's called a Radical Candor. It's a double IPA, and it's pretty good.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Jeff, did you get a chance to listen back? It's all right if you didn't.
Most of it.
Good.
Yeah.
Who wants to do the recap thing?
Remember what a jerk Halfdan was?
Oh, so good. We were talking before you chimed in. There were so many fucking awesome moments.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't listened to the end part where I'm at, where we're at the party or whatever, and I misused the toilet.
Yeah, that was the funniest part.
One of the highlights for me, anyway. That and punching out the old teacher dude.
Yeah, the creepy old guy.
God, you don't smart mouth a barbarian. It just doesn't work.
Yeah,
or spit on.
Yeah, him. Like right
or before we on, that's
the
right.
Mayor's house too. And actually, my daughter was listening with me at the time. She's having to kind of walking by. She's like, "Oh, that's you." I was like, "Yeah." And right before we walked in the mayor's house, I said, "Okay, so let's play it easy with this lady." And you said, "As long as she doesn't spit in my face."
I think we might have to do a group recap because I don't remember all of it.
Sure.
Yeah.
So you guys arrived. I'll cut over to Rich real quick. You guys arrived into. The town is often referred to as Bridge, and obviously Bridge. they have a witch problem. They've hired you to burn the witches that are plaguing their town, ruining their crops, and they've given you 30 days and offered you a steep reward. The town itself proper is St. Clarice. It's an important city geographically, but it's not a large city by any means. It doesn't see a lot of travel. And you guys have been here for about a day and a half.
Yeah, I have been. Yeah, I know we only have
second.
We're on,
I think.
Yeah, I've been keeping track of the days, and I've got two check marks done. So I think we're finishing off day two.
Yeah, and so just as a reminder, each day is broken down into four shifts, mm-hmm. And so you've done morning and afternoon of day two. So you, and like I said, you do have to, just remind you, you do have to spend some time sleeping. If you go too long without sleeping, it starts to have a negative effect. Rich, do you remember what happened on day one and two, the highlights?
Yeah, so when we first got there, we met with, like, the kind of the city council. There was half dozen of them, I think, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, six of them.
Kind of told us what was happening. There had been a black cat gutted and nailed to the schoolhouse door. Their buckwheat crop failed. Their pumpkins were bleeding. There was a child born with a third eye that they had put to death. And there was a large number of fish that turned up dead in the, I guess, the river there with handprints on, kind of burned into them. And that all happened within the last month or so. So they just sort of filled us in. The first thing we did was talk to the family of the child that was born with a third eye, and he apparently screamed out something demonic as well, and then the town had him put to death. So the parents were super upset that we were even talking to them, but with our excellent investigative skills, we really couldn't determine anything untoward there. Like, we never saw any demonic symbols or smelled anything weird or anything like that. So we pretty much left there empty-handed. That's the way I remember that family, anyway. Did you remember anything different about them, Halfdan?
Well, we tried a bit of a hard, hard touch on them, and we didn't get anywhere with that either.
Yeah, the mom was basically catatonic too.
Threw a few accusations around.
Yeah. And then we went talk to the schoolmaster, since he was actually there when the cat was nailed to the door, and he saw someone. So there was even more to that story. He saw someone inside the school that apparently pushed some nails into the beam of the school or whatever, while at the same time approximately that the cat was being nailed to the door. So could have been the same guy, but at approximately that same time. But he couldn't give us any sort of description at all, not even man or woman, child or adult or anything. But Halfdan was able to use his special persuasive skills on him to find that he was a creepy old sex pervert. And we stole a grenade from him.
Yes,
that's right. Yeah. Yes.
And then, oh, the other thing I kept remembering happening was everybody really wants us to drink a lot.
A lot, yeah. You're
talking about like there's magic ale and all their ale is magic and everything. And Bebo is very suspicious of it, so he keeps making up excuses why he's not drinking. Halfdan is partaking of everything. And then some lady gave us some bread too, which you ate.
I did.
Yeah.
No ill effects.
And then we went.
But I just ate it, didn't I?
Yeah. And yeah. Well, I think you ate it on the way to the mayor's house. We talked to the mayor. You know, and this is something I didn't pick up on much on the first time, but on re-listening to it, she was kind of sketchy about her husband. Like he's been away for a few months and that was kind of weird. She's got a couple kids there. They're both in school and they're both kind of weirdos. I think you asked if her son was a sissy, which I love that. Yeah. And then you went to excuse yourself and pissed all over the wall. And the big thing that came from that actually is two things. So one, apparently the town vault is in their personal home, which I thought was weird.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And then also the nanny of the kids, Esmeralda, I think we really want to talk to her outside their house.
Yes.
Find her.
Right. So now we're on the third quarter of our day then.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything recap wise? I think you hit it all.
Yeah.
That's all. Great stuff. Yeah, still Halfdan is still very drunk.
Yes.
And anything else from the last session? Are you guys ready to dive in?
That's it.
I think that's it. Anything?
Yeah. All right. Get her done.
Ooh, shit. Okay, so part of my problem is I took some notes and I can't find my book. So just bear with me one second. I just got to roll some dice. Actually, here's what I think happened. So you guys are kind of recounting the last day and a half. Back at the inn, you sit huddled together at a table away from any other townsfolk. It's still early evening. You may recall from your first night, like the inn was really packed later on in the night after you took a tour of the town. But as you sit there huddled around the table, it's so quiet. A fall storm kind of moves in and thunder rumbles about the time. It's cool. There's kind of a lot of moisture in the air, but it's not raining or anything like that. And so you guys are just there kind of discussing your plans and maybe just summarizing your notes. And a barmaid walks up. She, can I get you gentlemen some more ale?
Yeah. Burp.
Yeah, I'll take one.
Probably okay. The last thing I need, but that's okay.
And sure enough, she clamors back and brings you guys both the frothy, cold... mug full of delicious sweet ale, and all of a sudden you hear just a loud clamor outside, and
witch burners!
And all of a sudden the tavern door just swings open, hits the wall, and you see the mayor. Edna King's name is standing there. She's sweating. She's very out of breath. She's very flustered. Witch burners!
Yes.
I just look up. Look up at her. Yep. Did something else happen?
My roses! My roses!
I try not to laugh.
Come quickly! Come quickly!
All right. I will not move too quickly, but I'll, you know, put down my stuff and head over and follow her.
I finish off both our beers. Well, you're not going to finish that? All right.
So you guys make your way outside the inn and up to the mayor's house, and you make her way to the garden. She says, look! Look! And her roses, which you passed through her garden earlier in the day, and Bebo probably recalls, Halfdan at this point.
Yeah,
no recollection.
I even asked her about it.
Prize award-winning garden, right?
Yeah, we talked about her rose garden, or her garden last time. Which was just a couple hours ago, I guess.
You see just a plague of caterpillars crawling across these rose bushes. And they're just devoured.
I'm going to, so do they look like normal caterpillars except that there's a million of them?
Right. They're just hairy, kind of like black, with some like gold coloring on them. But yeah, I mean, nothing like the sight doesn't disturb you by any means.
Is it like strictly limited, almost like it's 100% within the bounds of the rose garden and they don't go past, or is it just kind of in the garden, or are they going past the garden as well?
Yeah, that's weird. It is. I mean, this garden is
busy. Like a perfect square of caterpillars kind of thing.
Almost, right? I mean, it's not that perfectly laid out, but these caterpillars are only, and there's a lot of rose beds. I mean, this is a big garden. It's very beautiful, but these caterpillars have only focused on this bed of roses. Or the beds of roses, I should say.
Halfdan's kind of drunk, so he's just going to bend over and pick up a caterpillar. So I'm going to look at it closely.
Okay. Give me a perception check, but... Or I guess this would be your investigation skill. And the bad news is...
I'm already at a minus one, so...
I'm guessing we're going to go disadvantage here.
Yeah.
Definitely have disadvantage, Halfdan. So roll two dice.
Two d20s?
Yep, and then...
I've got minus one already.
Investigation is intelligence?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be minus one.
Oh! Quite a spread there.
Yeah, so with this advantage, you take the five.
Of course, yeah. So it's a four.
Yeah, this, you are like, you can hardly stand at this point. It's amazing that you even made it up the stairs.
It's like this blurry thing in my hand.
Yeah, and it starts wrapping around your finger, which is just like hilarious to you.
Yeah.
And you just start cracking up. And the mayor just glares at you. Master Witchburner, what is so funny?
And I kind of like stick my finger out towards her face, like with this kind of like, look at it though, it's fucking hilarious. Kind of like a 12-year-old would.
What's Bebo doing?
So Bebo's going to grab a pinch of charcoal and come over and sprinkle it on the caterpillar that's on his finger. That's on Halfdan's finger.
Okay.
And I'm going to like get right in at that caterpillar's face as I sprinkle the charcoal over it and see.
Yeah, it kind of like writhes around. Like, it doesn't really do anything, but it's had shit dropped on it, so I don't... But obviously, oh, there's no magical effect.
Oh, no. The I mean, look at the way it's reacting to the charcoal. This is obviously witchcraft. I mean, a normal caterpillar wouldn't do that. This is obviously witchcraft.
Snake oil.
Caterpillar burners. This is obviously witchcraft. My roses. This is my prized garden. And she gets really close to you, Bebo.
Yeah.
And she's short. Remember, she's kind of like a short, sweaty lady.
This is a real fat lady with red hair, right?
Yeah, this is okay. The mayor.
Okay.
And you need to find this witch now!
We're working on it, Madam Mayor.
Still giggling in the background.
Don't let me get in your way. And she storms inside. She walks up the steps and slams the side door into Kingsmane Manor.
How much light do we have left?
It's fairly dark. Because of the storm clouds that have rolled in. It's still before sundown, though, so okay. You're not completely out of light.
Is it clear above... I don't mean clouds. I mean, like, are there trees above this rose garden, or is it clear above it, or...
Clear.
Rose garden is next to other gardens?
Not this... Garden, I would say the mayor, with their family wealth and history in the town, probably lives on an estate a little bit separate from everything else, so there's no garden that butts up right against it by any means.
Okay. Any other rose gardens in the area?
Oh, yeah, sure. Everyone competes in the annual gardens. As a matter of fact, the roses are the people of St. Clarice are proud of their roses. Let me see.
Okay. That. Is probably everyone's around because there's a big commotion, but who's around looking around everything? Anyone look like they're admiring their work or anything like that?
You see that same group of older ladies dressed in black, and they're kind of talking to each other in hushed tones. And just a gaggle of townsfolk. But as you pan across the crowd, no one really jumps out at you as acting suspicious.
Okay. All right, Halfdan, we need to do some experiments here.
Hang on, I gotta take a leak, and I and I start peeing on the roses and the caterpillars.
Bebo watches the caterpillars to see what the reaction is.
Halfdan, as you water the roses, you look up and you look in the mirror, or not the mirror, the window up above you, kind of like on the side door of the house, and all of a sudden you just see the mayor's face, and it's redder than normal, and she pulls the curtains shut.
All right,
what do you want to do, Bebo?
So let's gather up some of these caterpillars. Let's get a few of them and, you know, put them in a pouch or something. And then, are there any roses at all, like maybe toward the outside of the garden that are not damaged?
No, I mean, they've, like I said, this is just a plague of caterpillars. They're everywhere in terms of the rose bushes.
So are the roses damaged because caterpillars were eating them, or is it more than that? Like, are they black and withered? And
no, they've just been eaten by the caterpillars.
Okay. So really, the situation here is that there's a million caterpillars dumped in her garden.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Yep. All right. Yeah, gather up some of those caterpillars. And where's the closest rose garden that's not this one?
Yeah, sure.
All I want to do, I just want to gather up some roses, and we can adjudicate this however you want. Probably nothing's happened, but this is the way Bebo thinks. I just want to put some of those caterpillars with some other roses, see if they eat them.
Yeah. Sure. Just, let's say right down the road, you guys took a tour of the town on your first night, and maybe, just across the courtyard or something, kind of maybe a nicer part of town, is the doctor's home. And sure, she has some rose bushes over there that seem to be unaffected. You don't see caterpillars over there.
I'll just pick a couple with great authority. Witch hunter business here. The mayor said this is very important. We have to do this. So,
yeah, the doctor and her husband are have been watching. I mean, there's a large crowd outside their home, which is
I'm only taking a couple. I'm not wrecking anything. So, sure. And then So I just want to take those back to our rooms at the inn or whatever. Actually, probably right there on the dining room table and see what happens.
Nice. Okay, so you guys heading back to the inn?
Yeah, we could talk about it there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure. So you
almost time for bed.
Kind of wipe away a table, clear like your table. You kind of push everything to the side. Mugs clamor on the floor.
I think we're still eating on it while we're doing it.
Oh. Yes. So sure, these caterpillars, like, they just kind of inch around a little bit, but sure enough, they make their way to that those rose petals and start to chomp away.
All right. So Halfdan, I don't think we're dealing with magical caterpillars here.
Do you think? I mean, how they? I mean, she's such a bitch. Do you think it's just one of her neighbors?
It could be. You know, it could be also that she has been cheating at this gardening competition for years. She talked about using magic herself. She pretty much admitted it. You know, maybe someone just wanted to get even with her.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
These are just caterpillars.
Yeah.
Bitch.
I mean, I'm trying to think of the things that have happened since we got here. So, the fish happened before we got here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something happened. Yeah, the cat happened before we got here. Didn't something happen yesterday with another garden, maybe?
The brimstone snails.
Yeah, that was weird.
What was that again? I'm trying to remember.
Those brimstone snails. Everywhere.
Oh, that's right. The snails. That's right. So snails and caterpillars now.
I just don't see anything odd about these caterpillars.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing odd about them is the fact that there's a bunch of them right there together. I mean, I did just look at that garden. I was asking her about her garden because, you know, the lady that gave you the bread told us that she had used witchcraft in her garden before, so.
Mm-hmm.
So, it could be that she did it to herself right after we left because she thought we were on her trail. Or it could be that someone else is attacking her. I mean, I don't see any sort of pattern in the targets at this point, except that it's just the town itself. Does seem that agriculture is getting affected more, but it's the fish as well. So, and then the kid, who knows?
Yeah, it's the kid that's the weirdest one, right?
Yeah, that's the one that has no natural explanation at all. Well, the fish too. That's a lot of fish with different hand sizes.
Yeah.
I don't even know how you would do that.
Okay. First off, you guys are fucking great. Second off, anything else you want to do before you call it a night?
No, I think we're just going to spend time just
basically half Ben needs to sleep.
Yeah.
He needs to sober up.
Once, after the caterpillar...
Evo probably talks for way longer
than that's what I was going to say. Yeah, after the experiments done, Half Dan is just passed out, and then Bebo's still recounting everything.
Yeah, my head just thumps onto the table. I start to snore.
And I talk to you for 10 more minutes before I realize it.
Nice. Okay. Yeah,
I will actually, before, I will ask, because I don't live around here, but I'll ask a couple people that are in the restaurant, have you ever seen this kind of caterpillar around here before? You know, there's probably farmers in this area that know what the local bugs look like. So I'll ask if these are, you know, normal to, not in that amount, but yes. Do you normally see these caterpillars?
Yeah, sure. I think you get like mixed responses. I think, well, I guess so. I mean, a caterpillar is a caterpillar. And, oh yeah, those pesky little bastards. Gotta keep an eye out for them. And just shit like that. So yeah, people have seen them, but
okay.
Also, they don't. It's not like a huge enough problem when they're like, "Oh yeah, that's a green silk caterpillar. Those things have been plaguing our." It's nothing like that, right? Like, there's no name they give to it. To them, it just looks like a normal caterpillar. And sure, some have seen them, some haven't.
Okay, so I mean, that's confirms my suspicion that there's nothing unusual about the caterpillars. Except for the speed and the number that they were put there. Okay, cool. That's all I want to know.
Nice. Okay. So as you guys turn in for the night, the storm finally rolls in and showers. Maybe keep Bebo up a little bit, and the lightning cracks and the thunder rolls, and you hear a strong wind. A pretty healthy storm rolls through. And you wake up Sunday morning. Half Dan, you're sporting just a killer, killer hangover. I mean, you were at the point of barely functioning by late evening Saturday. You wake on Sunday morning, a cool fog wraps around the town, and you make your way downstairs to the tavern in the inn. Maybe you grab yourself some breakfast.
Lenny said huge, greasy breakfast.
Catch, as you're chowing down on your greasy breakfast, a beautiful young red-lipped lady catches your eye, Half Dan, and she kept glancing over at you, like she's kind of sitting at the bar, maybe stirring some porridge or something, but she just keeps looking over at you. She doesn't say anything, she doesn't wave at you, she doesn't really acknowledge, but out of you definitely notice her behavior.
And she's a patron, or she works there?
She's a patron this morning, but she's definitely of working stock. And as a matter of fact, there's a large pail next to her. And each time you look at her, again, she's beautiful, but she sees you look and she turns back to her porridge and she just kind of stirs it.
Halfdan's, you know, he's a barbarian with needs. So he's going to, I guess the last time that they kind of meet eyes as she looks away, he's going to have another bite of his, I don't know, whatever it is, ham hock or whatever he's eating for breakfast, and walk over to her.
As you walk over to her, you see her like clinch an amulet, and she makes some weird gestures with her hands or something, like she's going through some kind of, not like ritual, but maybe just like routine practice. And she real nervously, she says, Master Witchburner, hello.
Hi. I'm Half Dan. Who are you? I'm trying to be charming as how.
I'm Leia Takewood. Oh, wow. Sorry, that's a terrible name.
That's a great name. Are you kidding me?
She says, I'm Leia Takewood.
Halfdan kind of catches a laugh in his throat.
Halfdan Givewood.
So, you live around here?
Yes. I live at the maid's hall. I'm a milkmaid. Do you think I could speak with you and your associate somewhere private?
Sure. And I'm just staring at her. I'm kind of like...
Perhaps...
I don't deal well with women. Oh, yeah. I'll go talk to Bebo and maybe we'll go for a walk or something. You know, like the three of us, not just you and me, just like it'll be okay.
Blushes bright red.
All right. Okay, so I go back to the table to Bebo and say, that milkmaid over there, something about her, she wants to talk to us. I saw her like she's got like, you know, some necklace and she was like praying or something. I don't know, but I think she doesn't want to talk to us here though. So why don't we just take a hike for a bit with her?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Witch stuff, I assume.
Guess so. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe she's, you know, kinky that way. How would I know?
We've only got 30 days.
18 to go. Okay, yeah. So I kind of like look over at her and I kind of, you know, gesture with my head towards the door and I head out into the street.
She wraps a shawl around herself and takes a bite of her or less bite of her porridge and she meets you out there. And perhaps you guys just stroll about town. You're not going in any direction. She's not really leading you anywheres, but anywhere. She's very quiet mannered. She's very polite, very proper, but she's very attractive. Very busty, but seems to be, I don't know, sheltered or maybe ignorant. Anyways, she says, you have to understand, I would never say this under normal circumstances. You have to understand that Anya and I grew up together as very close friends. She was there for me when my dad died, but I have this suspicion and I needed a clear conscience.
Oh, no, absolutely. You're doing the right thing. If this Anya, this friend of yours, is innocent, then it will clear your conscience to know that everything is fine. And if she's not, then we need to know that too.
Anya and I grew up in this town together. I don't know if you've met Master Hammerbreaker yet, but Anya is Jesus Hammerbreaker's wife. And when we were young, Anya experimented with witchcraft.
So, pausing a second, were they on the list? I don't remember that name, but...
Mm-hmm. And you guys should have that list if you go to handouts. You should be able to see it without, like, me showing it to you. But
oh, there we go. Okay. Now it just popped up. Okay, cool.
Yeah. And then if you ever, like, close it, you should be able to go to handouts and pull it up.
Okay.
Yes, they are.
Okay, so...
Where are they on? Both of you, as you kind of walk about town before you kind of respond to her claim, why don't both of you give me a perception check, which is modified by your wisdom?
Back to your ASL die rolling again.
I know.
Jeff, roll one more. You still have disadvantage from your hangover.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll take the 11 then.
Okay.
And I rolled a 1.
Yeah.
Well, a 2, but modified to a 1.
So Bebo is just like blatantly staring at her chest while she talks. But Halfdan, you're being a little more subtle, and as you kind of look her over, you notice like weird things about her. She's meticulously, even without paying attention, not stepping on any cracks. Like, you're just watching her feet fall, and it's just every time, it's weird enough that it just catches you. You know, there's these cobbled streets, mm-hmm. and just like majestically doesn't touch one crack, but she never looks down at her feet.
I just sort of say to no one in particular, step on a crack, break your mother's back, and see how she reacts.
And she kind of stops and just kind of tilts her head. And she says, what an odd saying.
Well, I've been saying that since I was a kid.
I look at Halfdan and look the exact same way.
And she kind of like... She kind of ducks her head a little bit and brushes a strand of hair out of her face and just kind of looks up at you and smiles.
I smile back.
Oh.
I kind of edge around so that my back is to Bebo now.
Nice. So there's still the Leia told you about Anya. you guys react to that at all?
Yeah, so... So this Anya, this is Jesus's wife. Is that correct?
Correct.
And she's your childhood friend.
Yes, we both grew up here.
Okay, what makes you think that she's a witch?
No, I didn't. Please, I did not say she was a witch. When we were younger, she experimented with witchcraft.
Meaning what?
Meaning she's a witch?
She's only a witch when she's drunk?
Just dabbled in different spells and potions and summoning circles and seances, and but just experimented, you know? Nothing, most of the time, nothing even happened.
Most of the time?
Sure, she made some stuff bubble. And supposedly one time we talked to my dad from the dead, but...
How did she learn this?
I don't know. Just one day we were in the woods and she asked me, she said, Leia, do you ever want to talk to your dad?
How long ago was this?
Shortly after my father died, so I would have been around 12 at the time.
How old does she look?
Probably late 20s, early 30s. So probably 20 okay. years ago, maybe.
And are you still friends with Anya?
Oh, of course. It's a very small town. Anya and I have stayed close. She gave up that nonsense. We just stopped. We took an interest in new things and boys and reading and gardening and...
Gardening?
Sure, picking flowers, growing flowers, all of that stuff. I just thought you ought to know.
I look for Bebo. Should we talk to her?
Well, let me ask this, Matt, because you talked about the amulet when Halfdan approached her. Would I have noticed that she was sort of grabbing it or playing with it or anything, or is that something that Halfdan would have noticed?
Not the first time, and she hasn't really done anything since. So nothing's caught your eye particularly.
Okay.
Because I told you about it, so at least you know it's there.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So, surely, if you really believed that this was something that ended 20 plus years ago. Actually, I'm not going to say that because I don't know how old she is. If you believe that this ended some time ago, why would you bring this up now? You said to clear your conscience, but there's got to be something else going on that makes you at least wonder if it didn't end.
Well, the council said that we should all be forthcoming with information, and if we know anything about witchcraft, that we should come forward and tell you. I'm doing my part for the greater good.
So what do you know about witchcraft?
Oh, I don't know anything in particular about witchcraft, I suppose. I know a few things to keep curses and ill thoughts and misfortune at bay. And then now you notice for sure, both of you, she kind of grips the amulet around her wrist.
What's your amulet for?
Oh, I just to keep any misfortune away from me.
May I? And I reach out toward it. I'm not going to try to take it off her neck, but I want to kind of hold it in my hand.
She kind of withdraws at first, but I think she's pretty forthcoming about this. So she, after kind of like a initial jerk reaction back, she extends her wrist.
Okay. So I reach into my pouch and I tell her this is charcoal infused with holy water. It'll allow me to know. Actually, I'm going to go with the snails this time. I've got a couple snail shells with runes on them, and I'm going to go full board this time. I dip one of those in the charcoal, and I say, I'm going to rub it on your amulet, and it's going to tell me whether this has been used in witchcraft. And all I'm doing is I'm staring her dead in the eyes while I'm doing this. I want to see her reaction to it.
She's curious. Like, she's looking at it like she wants to know. All right, this is going to be some kind of check.
Performance.
Well, I'm wondering if... Tell me about these snail shells you're using. Is there anything of note, or are they just basic?
They have runes on them that Bebo devised himself, and okay. he uses them. Sometimes he rolls them like dice. Sometimes he rubs them on things, but he uses them to detect witch energy.
Okay. In that case, I'm not going to have you roll. As you kind of go through this...
Okay,
this,
and the truth is that they do absolutely nothing. But Bebo is convinced.
As a matter of fact, they do nothing. As soon as they make contact with the amulet, there's no reaction, and... Leia takes her wrist back, and she just kind of stares at her wrist, like almost like she's disappointed.
Where did you get this amulet? Someone give it to you?
I purchased it off a merchant several years ago. After my father passed away, it was supposed to ward off any curses, any evil thoughts. And she kind of draws closer to you, and she starts to whisper, and she says, I am certain I saw a demon the night before my father died. And she kind of wraps her arm around, or her hand around the amulet on her wrist.
Did you have this amulet with you when you and Anya contacted? Did it work when you contacted your father, first of all? And did you have the amulet with you?
Of course I had the amulet with me. Who's to say? I mean, we're just girls playing. I'm sure it's just Anya playing a trick.
But you think it might have worked?
Maybe? And she just kind of looks at you pathetically.
So
we
does
need to
she?
Talk to Anya.
Yeah, does she seem like she's telling the truth here, or does she seem like she's making something up? Or
What seems too too innocent almost to be making shit up.
Yeah. I mean, it, you know, it could be a situation where she and Anya, I mean, she wants to get Anya in trouble or she's throwing the scent off herself. I mean, it could be any number of things. I'm just, I just want to gauge what I think of her story based on everything, all her body language and everything.
Yeah, so. I want to make you roll this or not.
Insight, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead and give me, I think, yeah, that sounds good. Why don't both of you give me an insight check? That's going to be wisdom.
Yeah, I've got that one, so that'll make it a plus one, instead of a minus one, though. 16.
Insight, am I still,
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We need to get you some more of that bread, Heftan.
Seriously, at least I'm a plus one on this one, though. Oh, okay, I'll take a 7.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, Bebo, you're like, as far as you can tell, you're able to determine that she's innocent. I mean, her intentions seem to be well. Just from her body language, I mean, she's fascinated by everything you guys are saying. I mean, when you were running that, the check on the amulet, her eyes were glued watching everything you did and was maybe, like I said, a little disappointed by the fact that there was no result. And as you look, as you watch her more, you start to see like little ticks like that. And I think by now, maybe you're noticing the cracks and stuff as you keep a closer eye on her. But
main thing is, she didn't look scared. Like she was, like we were going to see through her.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, where would we find Anya?
Oh, I'm sure she must be at home.
Do we know where that is? I mean, we took a tour of the town. Do we know already?
Or... Yeah.
Okay. You know. Okay. All right. Thank you, Leia. We'll, you know, either way, what you have done by telling us will help.
Oh, that's such a relief. Please, stay well, both of you. Stay protected. Here, I think these will help. And she pulls out 2 4-leaf clovers and hands one to each of you.
Oh, I'll definitely take that.
Thank you. Put it in my little money pouch or whatever.
She kind of grasps Halfdan's hand a second longer than what would be expected.
I'll give her a little wink.
And with that, she scurries off.
We did might I need to talk to her way? Again later.
Did I no. notice that?
Yeah, let's say you did.
Okay. You maybe don't want to drink so much tonight, Halfdan.
Shut up.
I'll take the clover if I've got like a buttonhole or some, you know, loop or something on the leather straps or something. I'll actually have it. It can be seen on my clothing.
Okay. Nice.
All right. So, definitely want to talk to this Anya. And we need to figure out a way to talk to Esmeralda, too, but obviously not at the mayor's house. Maybe you should stay away from the mayor.
I'd like to. I can't stand her.
Yeah.
I need to cleave her head in with my battle axe.
Well, it might come to that. But.
I bet you she's the witch.
I think they're all the witches.
This whole something weird about weird. This town, my friend. Something weird about this town.
There is something weird.
As soon as Halfdan says there's something weird about this town. A gaggle of elderly women wearing black shuffle by, and you overhear. You think they're talking about Leia, and you overhear one of them say, "She'd be beautiful if she didn't give daily blood and take ash for the avatars."
If she didn't what?
Give daily blood and.
take ash for the avatars.
Oh. Hmm. Does that mean anything to me?
Just like a religious action, not like anything super weird. You know the avatars to be there's these different, there's the firebringer, the water drinker, earth beater, are the three avatars. So just the religious faith of this area.
So I do notice on the handout you gave us for Anya, it says cult.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? Or should I just, you know, player knowledge versus character knowledge? Does that
mean anything? No. So that's the cult represent kind of like, they particularly focus on the water drinker. But they all worship all three avatars. And it's just it's a guild almost. It's a social group just as much as it is religion. And so typically like natural professions kind of join this group.
Okay. The three old ladies in black, are they always the same ones?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. And it's three, right?
No, sometimes it's just a group. Yeah.
Okay. Halfdan, I feel like there's something we need to talk to these old ladies about, but they seem to be everywhere and they seem to see everything.
But I agree.
You think them or Anya? Who should we talk to first?
Mm.
I think they're going to follow us around anyway, so we can always find them.
Yeah. Let's go find this Anya chick.
Okay.
So that, Matt, that'll bring us to our... That finishes our first quarter of the day, right?
Correct.
Like it's one social call or one...
Like one investigation scenario. Something or a social call, like I said. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just keeping track, so.
Yep. So you guys are in the afternoon. Halfdan, your headache starts to... You got a pep in your step. You're starting to feel a little bit better. The lights aren't quite as bright, all that good stuff. You're starting to feel a little bit better. It's cloudy still, but with the morning rains, early morning rains, and now the sun, it's just this oppressive humidity. It's warming up. It's just kind of muggy out. And you guys are heading to the Hammerbreaker household, sounds like?
Yes.
Wonderful. So you make your way... Go ahead.
No, I was looking at my list. So her maiden name then is Breakwater. Looking to see if there's any other Breakwater. I knew she grew up in the town. Let's see. Okay, just curious. All right.
Okay. So you guys make your way out to Hammer House, and it's just kind of this rambling thing. It's half timbers. Part earth. It's got these rough, everything's rough trimmed. Like there's no finish to it. There's a new shingle roof. And then there's a sawmill, right next to a stream nearby that looks to be, pretty new.
Okay.
But even with that, it's still a humble, old place without a, you know, the hand of a finisher.
Halfdan, probably gonna, if they're both here, the husband and the wife, I need to make sure that you keep a good eye on the husband. You know, he's a woodcutter. He probably knows how to take care of himself. He, you know, might not have an axe too far away from him.
I got a bigger axe. I'll keep an eye on him.
Excellent.
And sure enough, actually, as you approach this brawny, bushy-haired man with these rippling muscles is outside working on, working on some freshly cut lumber. And you also see a beautiful honey-haired woman. She's got a very pleasant smile, and as you approach, she shoots that smile to you.
Go ahead.
She smiles at both of you as you approach.
Oh, both of us, okay. I thought I'm doing well this week.
Jesus, we have visitors.
So we're basically right next, talking range to them at this point. Are we still?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. There's probably like a path into their little.
Okay. Yeah. So.
So.
Let's just introduce ourselves. I assume you know who we are and why we're here.
Is all you get from Jesus and Anya says, you must be the witch burners.
We are.
Please, what can we do for you?
You mind if we talk and just ask a few questions? We're trying to get an idea of some of the things that have been going on around town lately, how they could have happened, and what we can do to stop it.
Oh, please. Whatever we can do to help.
What's Jesus doing?
He's just kind of standing there. He's very quiet. He's not just watching.
Okay. I'll address them both, even though she's only really talking to us. But I'll say, give me your idea for what you think about the things that have been going on around here. Do you have any ideas about it? Do you have any ideas of who might be behind this or why this might be happening?
Quite unsettling, the whole mess. And she goes over to like a cage and she pulls out a bird. And it's a raven, but it's got one red foot and one yellow foot. And she says, even the birds are quite disturbed by what's been happening here. But I don't know what information we can provide you.
Well, we're just interviewing as many people as we can at this point to see, you know, if they have any leads that they think might be tracked down. If you know of anyone that, you know, some people have practiced magic before and may or may not call it witchcraft, but if we could even find out where one might learn these type of things in this town, that it would help us maybe zero in on a source.
Anya's smile fades a little bit. And, but then it shoots right back, kind of after like a second while she thinks, she goes, oh, excuse me, where are my manners? Could I get you gentlemen something to drink?
No, I actually have a full skin of water with me. It was I thought it was going to be hotter today, so I'm actually fine. Thank you.
No, how about some lovely mead or something harder? Some whiskey, perhaps?
No, I never drink during the daytime. It's an old witch hunter's trick I've learned.
I do. I'll have some whiskey.
I glare at Halfpen.
And I kind of look at him and I sort of shrug, like, oh.
Jesus chimes in, and he looks over at Bebo. He says, what's the matter? Sure we can't get you something to drink?
Yeah, pretty sure.
He kind of mumbles something to himself.
Yeah. So what do you think about this, Jesus? You think we're wasting our time here?
No. I think you're wasting time here, but there's definitely something odd going on in this town.
Well, got
people talking, but
we've got to talk to everyone, right? We've got to find out what people know. You've been here a lot longer than I have. Surely you've seen something. Sure, you know something, suspect something.
Anya returns with the drinks. And she hands Half Dan a mug of ale. And then she grabs another mug and says, Master Peebo, he looks very thirsty. Please take this ale.
I'll take it from her, but I'm not going to drink it. I'll just kind of hold it there. And yeah.
Anya says, oh, Jesus doesn't get out much. We try to keep to ourselves. Jesus doesn't really like big crowds.
Are we away from the town quite a bit?
Yeah, like maybe you're just on the outskirts. I wouldn't say like you're super far away from town or anything. Okay.
Okay. Well, how about you, Anya? I mean, surely you know something. Surely you suspect something. Surely you've heard something. The more information we get, the faster we're going to be out of everyone's hair here, and we're going to get this problem taken care of.
I really don't know what I could tell you that you probably already haven't heard. I mean, sure, I've heard about the cats and, oh, that poor boy. All I can say is something really does seem to be driving the birds crazy. As if there's something dangerous.
So, the bird, what's this? Did she literally just have one bird in a cage and it looks weird? Or
she has the one raven, but she keeps talking about birds.
Yeah. Okay. So plural. Tell me what you mean by that. Are you seeing this in other birds as well?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
What's this raven for? Is this a pet? Or is this what do you use this for?
Oh, this is Tristan.
Tristan
kind of strokes him.
Is he a pet?
Yes.
Sorry, writing notes here. Can he speak?
Oh, it's just a raven.
Well, some ravens can, you know, I mean, they're not really speaking. They're just imitating our voices, but some of them can speak. I've heard they're very intelligent. Have his feet always been this way?
You know, he has. It's what first drew me to him, I think.
Hmm. How long ago was that?
Oh, hey, Zeus, how long have we had Tristan? 5 years, dear.
Did you find him in the wild? How'd you get him?
Oh, we bought him. You know, sometimes merchants travel through town. They never stay very long. But you can find interesting things sometimes.
Oh, sure.
You see, we love Jesus. We kind of keep to ourselves. We're a bit of lone wolves. We stay out here. We keep to ourselves and just be with nature. But yeah, something about this odd little fella.
Is she holding him? Is he like sitting on her hand?
Yeah. He's okay. Kind of perched up on her hand.
Okay. May I? And I'll reach toward.
And he kind of shoots his wings out.
Does he bite me?
No. Okay. He just kind of flails his wings out.
All right. I'm going to get a pinch of charcoal. And I'm going to see if I can sprinkle it on his head. And I'm going to watch her and the raven.
As you like reach forward to charcoal, she kind of sweeps him back. She's, I'm so sorry, Mr. Witchburner. Just like us, Tristan is not a people person.
Oh, this won't hurt him, probably. We just need to find something out. I'm still like holding the pinch of charcoal toward him.
Okay. She extends her arm.
Okay. I'll sprinkle it over his head and I'm going to watch. I mean, the bird is going to react like I put charcoal on his head. I'm watching her, really.
Uh-huh. She kind of bites her lips, but like is just watching, like very confused.
Okay.
Care to explain why you're putting charcoal on my bird's head?
Well, I mean, it's well-known fact that charcoal, due to the chemical reagents, the burning process, all fires are the same. All fires that have ever been since the beginning of time, it's all one fire. So, when you burn a witch, that energy infuses into charcoal of every fire that ever happens, whether it's in a hearth or a forest fire, or anything. They're all the same fire. So charcoal has a link to witchcraft.
Jesus, just what's Halfdan doing during this?
He's like sipping on his ale because he's got, doesn't want to get too drunk again, but he's got a drink. And I'm just kind of like looking at Jesus and his wife, just to see if I can learn anything from their expressions or their, their mannerisms. If I notice anything suspicious is what I'm looking for.
No,
I don't know what the hell he's talking about, Bebo.
Right. Neither does Bebo.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, all Bebo is ever trying to do is try to get a reaction out of people. He's full of crap and he believes his own crap, but he also knows that it can get a reaction out of people.
Sure. I don't think anything that they're doing is jumping out as odd to either of you. Bebo, as you watch Anya with the bird, I mean, she kind of bites her lip in anticipation, and then Jesus is just kind of, he'll work for a little bit and then kind of stand and watch Bebo and take a glance over at Halfdan. But you get the impression that they're just simple folk that like to be around nature. Anya keeps referencing birds, and Jesus is very meticulous with the trees, almost like as if he cares, like not cares about them, but he does so in like a caring manner. Like he's not just like just toss them around like waste or anything. But there's nothing, I don't see any alarm bells are going off.
Okay. I'm gonna just kind of glance at Halfdan and just kind of give him a look like, do we want to take this up a notch?
I kind of like shrug. I kind of shrug non-committally. Like,
okay.
And you sort of normally Halfdan would be all in there.
All right.
I just don't feel it with these people.
All right.
I think that's what you get from me. Yeah.
All right. Well, let me ask you this, Anya. Have you ever dabbled in witchcraft yourself?
And she...
I'm not going to say witchcraft. Have you dabbled in magic yourself?
Ah, the true nature of your visit reveals itself.
Well, we are the Witchburners.
You must have talked to Leia.
Leia? Who's she? Has she dabbled in magic?
No. Leia is just a very, very superstitious girl. You see, when we were kids, to answer your question, yes, I did. We were 12 at the time. Leia's father had passed away, and I heard rumors. You see, I love to read. Someday I would love to open up a library here in town, and any book I can get my hands on, I read and read and read. And so I heard about these wild stories about magic and witchcraft, and I was just trying to impress Leia. It's all very innocent.
So Anya, if someone wanted to learn about that type of thing here in this town, where would they go? There is no library, I presume.
Just like the school would maybe have a book room, and then just personal private libraries.
Okay. So.
Well, now that you mention it,
if I guess you would need a book. You know, Father Slingstringer offers a small public library of different religious texts. And he changes out that collection fairly frequently. I've always heard that he has a very, very impressive personal library.
Slingstringer. I'll actually check this. I've got a physical list, right?
Yeah, and then it's check the list, of course. You would also know him as the priest from the council.
Okay. All right. So, Anya, this thing that happened years ago between you and Anya, was it magic? Was it magic, or was it just you tricking a grieving young girl? Because here's the thing. No one's looking to burn someone for something that happened years and years ago. But if you can tell us something that can point us to what's happening now, that's going to help this entire town.
Master Bebo, I wish I had been able to conjure Leia's father for her to talk to him one last time, but I assure you, I could never do such a thing. I'm afraid it was simple tricks.
What kind of tricks? What'd you do?
Just dumped different herbs and powders into boiling vats of different liquids and to make potions and pretend to communicate with her as her father through a magical board. It's all just child's tricks.
When she talks about tricks, Bebo subconsciously moves his hand to his charcoal pouch.
Oh, nice.
And nothing since then? Did she ever express any interest in continuing this?
Did I? Or
did she? Did she? Did she ever come back to you and say,
no,
let's do this again, let's do more?
We got older, and I don't even really think she ever thought it was real. I mean, I don't think she ever thought she really talked to her dad. Maybe she thought some of it was real, but no.
So who do you think is behind all this then, if you had to guess? You know the town better than we do.
Yes, but you see, we're just as much outsiders as you. I mean, we make our living here, but like I said, we keep to ourselves. I really don't try to pry myself into others' lives. I can't imagine someone would be so evil as to curse a young infant boy or to nail a cat to a piece of wood. I can't even imagine one of my fellow townsfolk would do any of that.
Yet here we are.
Yes, here we are. I truly wish I could be more help.
Hey, Zeus, what do you think? Man, a few words. You and Halfdan ought to go drink it together.
Says, no idea.
I just grunt. So I go over to, Halfdan goes over to Bebo and just kind of like, you know, turn my face away from them. And just so he can hear, I'm like, you know, I think we've got everything we're going to get today. I'm not sure what to make of these people, but we should probably move on.
I agree. Yeah, so we thank them for their time, thank them for their the ale, and head back.
As Anya takes your mug back from you, Bebo, she notices it's full, and she says, "Was there something wrong with the ale?"
Oh no, I was just so engrossed in the conversation. I've got my water skin.
Well, here, why don't you finish it off before you leave?
No, I think I'm fine. I would hate to I'd hate to lose some of my senses when I still have so much investigation work left to do. If I get tired, I'll lose the entire evening, and I'll leave without letting her argue anymore.
Yeah, and she just kind of stands there with her arm extended, watching you with a very puzzled look.
I finished all my beer.
Yes, you did.
How you feel?
That's what I do.
How you feeling, Halfdan?
Yeah, fine. Ready for a few more tankards.
Yeah, I'll bet.
I'll be good. Don't worry.
Sprinkle some charcoal on you.
As you guys kind of make your way into town, you make your way back to the cobbled streets, and you walk past a bench, and there's a pair of women in black muttering to themselves, and they... As you walk by, you hear them mutter, "No idea how that simple dullard found such a wife. No idea."
So I look over at Bebo.
You get married after?
I punch him in the arm.
Ow.
Like a barbarian punch in the arm. So.
Yeah.
So I say to Bebo, like, should we talk to these ones, or should we find the big group?
Yeah, I think these, we're here. Let's do it.
All right. So they're on a bench, right?
Yeah, just a pair of old ladies. And by now it's evening. There's the humidity. It's still humid, but the sun has dipped behind the clouds. And now there's a light, a slight refreshing breeze. And sure, there's two just old ladies. They're kind of watching you as you smirk, and as soon as you turn around and approach them, it kind of straighten up. And
is there room on the bench? Like, or are they taking the whole thing?
Yeah,
I sit down next to them.
I'm super polite. I'm like tipping my hat, ladies. Good evening.
Good evening, ladies.
Master Witchburner.
We couldn't help but notice, my colleague and I, that you and your friends are seem to see a lot. You seem to see everything that goes on in this town. You're always around.
Not much to do.
So, what do you think is happening in this town, seeing as you observe so much?
Must be the witches.
That's why we're here. Who do you think they would be? The witches. Any ideas? I bet you've seen some things.
Could be anyone, says the other one.
Could it be you?
They just kind of laugh to themselves. Please.
What do you think they want? Why attack here? Why now?
Well, Master Witchburner, what does any witch want?
In my experience, they just want destruction. Do you think that's what it is here? Do you think it's just the pleasure of seeing a town destroyed?
Perhaps.
Sometimes it's a more personal reason.
Oh, yes. Could be.
Are there any personal reasons that you can think of?
Enlighten
us with your wisdom.
I'm sure everyone in this town has a little secret they wouldn't want anyone finding out. Another one, the one that didn't say that, says, so bad.
So... I like just point at some random person that's walking across the street or something. I say, what's his secret?
Okay. Roll a D30 for me.
Okay. He's Hitler in disguise.
You see, like, it's Zachary Warsmaid, your old schoolmaster friend, and he's shuffling by you very, very quickly, and he's glancing over here, and they turn to you and they say, "Believe you already know his secrets, don't you?"
Oh, yes. Yes. The old pederast. We've dealt with him.
See? Everyone has their secrets. Could be destruction. Could be personal. That's for you to say, isn't it?
Well, it's for us to find out.
Yes. Suppose so.
But surely you must know other citizens with secrets that may be of interest to us.
I think we know everyone's secrets.
Well, I think you should talk to us some more then.
I think you should find them out on your own.
I kind of start toying with, like I've got my battle axes, you know, in my belt, and I'm kind of playing with the blade a little bit. I'm like, oh, but you know, you could help us if you were so inclined.
Oh,
or
dear, where are our manners? And one of them has like a picnic basket or something like that, and she pulls out a bottle and uncorks it, and she says, "Could we offer you a swig of our well, it's a family brandy recipe."
I look over at Bebo, shrug, and I grab it and take a swig.
You, Master Bebo, could we interest you in some brandy?
Is the sundown?
No, it's still just before sundown, probably.
Okay. Oh, I'd love to, ladies, but I never drink while the sun is up.
That's quite rude, Master Bebo. People won't like that.
Well, I find that it's an old witch hunter tradition that's been passed on from my father and his father before him, and helps keep our senses sharp. And to be honest, I'm only going to be here for a month anyway. I don't need to make any friends.
Have to end just sort of rolling his eyes while he's saying all this fucking shit. But I don't say anything.
How is it? Is it good?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's not bad. Not bad at all. Anyway, ladies, like I was saying, you could help us. And I start, you know, brushing imaginary dust off the blade of my axe again. You could help us. Or we could just, you know, find out from you anyway. Just ask the schoolmaster.
Are you threatening us?
I mean,
I've been told that everyone in town was going to give us inspiration.
Mm-hmm. I don't think the mayor meant the Greek chorus.
The Greek chorus.
No.
I thought that's what you were doing.
They obviously don't say that. And they say, well, it seems like we should be the ones getting paid then if we're going to do all the work.
Just a hint. That's all we ask.
Fine. One more secret, and then we really must be off. Who would you like to know about?
I look up at Bebo.
I mouth to him, the mayor.
So I look over at the ladies. I'm like, tell us about
Edna.
What's her name? Tell us about King's name. What's her deal? You don't say.
One of them chimes in and says, that woman sweats like a pig and shivers like a wet dog. But she'd wield the headsman's axe herself if it won her another crown. And they both kind of chuckle.
She's ambitious.
She's ambitious and she has no imagination.
I look over at Half Dan and say, glad I didn't have to pay for that one.
I kind of roll my eyes and nod. You've been very helpful, ladies. Stick around. We'll have other questions for you later.
Stick around. You've got a job to do. And they shuffle off.
I think we need to question more of those ladies, but I'm not sure that the soft sell is going to work on them. Maybe we'll question them my way next time.
Yeah. They might not survive that.
I laugh. Probably not.
Well, if there's more than one of them, the first one won't.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really starting to hate this town.
Think of all the gold. Think of all the gold.
3,000.
Yeah. What are you gentlemen? Nope, go ahead.
What are you going to do with your half?
I'm going to get really drunk, get some wenches.
Yeah, you're doing what that else is there to do? Right now. You're doing that for free right now.
I'll get even more. Better mead and better wenches.
A little worried about that mead here. They seem to really want us to be drunk.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? A little drink doesn't hurt.
Is there anyone here that hasn't offered us a drink yet?
Nope.
Above the table? Out of character?
No, I'm asking.
Oh.
He's asking me. Yeah. I just kind of pause for a second. Nope. A big smile on my face. Make it sound like it's a bad thing. Relax.
Sounds like you like this town.
I don't like the people, but I like their booze.
And it's not just one either. It's ale, it's brandy, it's wine, it's everything. So, Havdan, you've had a drink or two in your day. Is this stuff affecting you more than normal? Is it stronger than you're used to?
Oh, it's just ale and whiskey and brandy. It's fine.
But is it stronger than you're used to?
I don't think so. I drank a lot last night. I got pretty drunk.
You're maybe, also pretty drunk by now, too.
Maybe you're just drinking a lot of it.
Probably. Yeah. Well, isn't it dinner time anyway?
Yeah, it is. And I think we skipped lunch.
I need some meat.
Yeah. You know, I seriously thought about killing that raven she had.
Why? They don't make good eating.
I know, but I wanted to see what would happen.
Well, there's time enough for that.
Alright, we can always go back. We'll head off to the inn.
Yeah.
So it's, as you make your way back to the inn, it's night now. And that slight wind has now brought in a cold air. It's the wind has died down, but substantially cooler. It's cloudy. And the inn is bustling. Again, it's a another busy night. There's a lot of townsfolk out, even with all the odd things that have been going on. No one is maintaining 6 feet of distance. The bar is very well packed.
So we'll call it Wisconsin.
Yeah. See, you guys calling in tonight?
I guess we'll, you know, just between the two of us, we'll just figure out what we want to do tomorrow.
Yeah. So we'll have some dinner.
I still want to find... Actually, so while we're here, we can ask around and see if anyone knows how we can find Esmeralda not at the mayor's house.
Hmm.
Is there anyone we know in the bar now that we've... Or the inn, I guess? Like, we've been around town for 2 days now, almost 3 days. So is there anyone we know, or is it just people, whatever, random people?
Yeah, let's say the council members are there. So the mayor's there, the priest is there. Petra Inksblood is there. I think you guys pissed her off too.
Did we?
She's the one that gave you the tour of town.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, I pissed her off. I think she liked Halfdan.
Right. That's right.
Is she sitting by herself, or is she with the group, or what?
She's probably with the other council members, kind of sitting at a back table. Yeah, the doctor's there, and her husband. Ward's maid is not there. Leia's not there. It's part of her superstitions. She doesn't go out at night. And the woodcutter family isn't there either, just because they're loners. So,
yeah.
And you guys are just asking about Esmeralda.
Well, I want to ask. I want to ask around about the ladies in black too. What their deal is?
Okay. So we'll take Esmeralda first.
Mm-hmm.
Esmeralda Takewood is actually Leia's sister. You come to find out. You find out that they share a last name.
Okay.
So do we find out where would be like a good place to good place or time to talk to her? Or I mean, I know she's a nanny, but is she always at their house or what?
She lives at the maid's hall with Leia. It's like the maid's hall is like a shared housing deal for any kind of young single working women.
Oh, okay. Would she, again, with a nanny, you never know, but like when would she be there? Tomorrow evening would it be more likely to find her or what?
I don't think anyone outside of the mayor's home like knows their schedule that well.
Okay.
And then about the ladies, like most of the time when you follow up on them, everyone just kind of rolls their eyes. They're like nosy bitches. And I mean, nothing concrete. Like they're just like, oh, those old hags have been around town longer than I have.
Right.
So, Halfdan, what do you think is going to happen tomorrow?
Do we go see tomorrow?
Well, no, I'm thinking we've had snails, we've had roses,
had
additional stuff that happened before. What do you think tomorrow?
I don't know. Birds?
The roses happened. The snails, we had not visited them, but the roses happened right after we visited. Yeah, I like birds. I think you're onto something there.
Yeah. That raven, give me the creeps.
If it's birds tomorrow, I owe you a drink.
All right. I'll drink anyway.
Okay. Bedtime. So you guys tucking it in. All right. Bedtime. So
they have plans for tomorrow, though. I mean, priest is probably high up on the list at this point.
Yeah.
And Esmeralda.
Yeah.
Who else do you think is high on the list?
I'll
tell you what, Esmeralda jumped up being Leia's sister.
Yeah, and I think a second visit to Leia.
Yeah.
Might not be she's bad. Not telling us everything.
All right.
Told, holding shit back.
All right. And we'll wait for the birds to start falling out of the sky.
Or whatever it is, yeah. Locusts.
Yeah.
So it's a late evening for you guys. You guys don't get the best night's sleep. Well, probably Halfdan has no trouble falling asleep, I should say.
Yeah.
But it's an early, early morning for you because all of a sudden you're both jolted awake, pounding at your door. Master Witchburners, come quick. Birds. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. The birds, these ravens. No. Master Witchburners, come quick. Please, please.
Yes. What is it?
I stumble out.
Open the door in my loincloth. Barbarian loincloth.
What's Bebo wearing?
It's wearing like one of those old fashioned nightgowns with a cap.
With a cap. Yeah. I have a loincloth made of fur, some kind of animal fur.
I'm just gonna go real quick. This was like we played.
Bro, he's got an old fashioned nightgown and he's got his charcoal pouch with him.
We were wrapping up Jersey 83 and like there was just a great scene. I was like, we really need an artist in the guild to be able to do character commissions. And so like now I'm thinking like how great would it be to have a character sketch of Halfdan in a loincloth and Bebo in a old fashioned robe with a cap holding his charcoal.
There's a few artists in the guild.
We need to commission them.
Yeah.
Every time I've ever played an RPG, that's what I've always wanted. Like when you wrap up a campaign or something, is someone to do a really good portrait of all.
Although
of
Jeff, I did see your gunslinger art, so maybe you should do it.
That Not was me. Awesome.
That wasn't me.
Oh, that was other you? Jeff.
It must be other Jeff.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I can't. Gunslinger? I can't draw a straight line with a ruler, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, if you saw the gunslinger art, that would
be right. You may think, oh, that was me.
It was all like MS Paint. Maybe.
No, I wasn't. Oh, was it? Okay. I could do that shit. I wasn't in on gunslinger, no.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. Other Jeff.
Was it other Canadian name. Jeff?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Because you guys both spell it Joff, right? Like
with a G. G-O-F. No, we spell it Jeff.
The Canadian properly. Way.
Right. Oh, there you go.
The other one must die, I guess. It can't be two of us. There can only be one.
Oh, somebody's gonna get their head cut off.
Someone's gonna have an accident there, eh?
So, yeah. Back to it. Halfdan, you're still drunk a little bit. Seems to be a continuing theme. And yeah, there's a city watch guy. I mean, he's a nondescript guy. He says, quickly, it's Mistress Inksblood. Please, we must go to her home immediately.
Petra Inksblood?
Yes.
Okay.
Your favorite, Bebo.
Oh, that's right.
Pull on my animal hides, grab my axe, and let's go.
All right. Hey, take the lead on this one. I think she's still pretty annoyed at me for annoying the couple with the dead kid.
Don't worry about it. She'll get over it. Let's see what this guy wants.
You'll probably get more out of it than so.
All right.
Like I said, we're going to be here a month. I don't care about making friends.
I don't have any friends.
What? I thought we were friends.
And I just kind of like, it's very nondescript. Hey, you don't know how to read that one.
Bebo just stands in the doorway.
Yeah.
Tear.
I'm like
rolling down
10 feet behind him all the way there.
What did he mean?
What did he mean by that?
So Inksblood House is this really graceful, very, if you kind of remember about Petra, she was she's very lauddy, right? And so everything's decorated very nicely. It's got a glazed yellow and green roof. There's modern decoration. Like a lot of the buildings in town are older, but you walk inside and there's all this modern furniture and art and things like that. Probably another water basin for sure. And the town guard says, quickly, immediately to her bed quarters, please. And you enter, and there's a kind of like a four-post bed, and the drapes around it are drawn, and he kind of ushers you forward to the bed. Ivana Cleanlined is there, the doctor.
What's going on here?
And Ivana stands back and she says, "You should see this for yourself."
Right, so I step up, look at the bed.
And laying there, and if you remember, Ivana was like, she wasn't unattractive by any means, but she was very like, she worried about the image she projected. Like, I don't know if you deduced that, but like everything about her was really nice. But this woman is just covered with pustulant boils. Some are like popping and like pus just oozes out, and she's just
You said Ivana, but Petra is, or Ivana?
Sorry, Petra. I meant Petra. Yeah. Petra. Okay. Yeah, Ivana's the doctor. Sorry.
Okay.
So she's alive.
She's alive, but she's moaning.
When did this all start?
Ivana chimes in and she says, "Tonight, sometime after we were all in the inn together, we all called it a night, and just a few hours later, I was summoned here."
Could she have plague or something?
And Ivana shoots her eyes up at you. And she says, "With everything that's been happening, your first thought is a plague?"
Well, you're the doctor. I have to eliminate all the, you know, normal possibilities. People get sick. Kind of look at her.
And she like swallows her because like a pus pocket just popped or something. And this is not medical in nature. She's covered.
Well,
Master Bebo, perhaps you should see for yourself.
Yeah, bring your charcoal. I kind of snicker a bit.
Does she live alone? Is she married or?
Is
there anyone else here?
Perhaps by now you've heard that her brother, who's a who has special needs, lives with her. She's unmarried. She's got like a cook and a gardener, and then she's got that's it for her household.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, I'm standing behind them observing. I just hadn't been saying anything. I guess I'll ask the doctor. So she's obviously in a lot of pain. Can she communicate, or is she completely unresponsive?
She can moan, and that's about it.
How did you find out about this? Did someone in her household call you?
Yes, her personal assistant was summoned by her cook.
And we saw her there last night, right? We know she was with everyone else, yeah. Oh. I look at Halfdan, I say, "This is way worse than this.
It's not good."
It both start with B, though. Bebo. Birds. Beetles?
This from The Office?
The Bass? But wait, were those bass fish?
Yeah, I think so.
Huh. Crap, I might be next. Bebo. Barbarian, you might be next.
I kind of chuckle. I'm like, they can try. Anyway. So what do we do about this mess here? I kind of look at her. At Petra.
Yeah. Doctor, what can you do for her medically?
Just clean her. Give her pain ointment. And just keep her comfortable until this subsides or...
She dies. What Barbarian called it as it is.
Yes.
All right. Well, do that and keep us apprised of the situation.
Of course. Is there anything you can tell? Are there any clues that point you to anyone? This will certainly upset the council in the town.
It should. Everything should be upsetting people right now. Your town's messed up.
Do we have freedom to search this house, search this area?
Yes, I suppose that would be all right.
I'm going to start investigating.
Is Petra, like, is she totally out of it, or can we talk to her? Like, can you tell? Is she reacting, or is she just, like, totally...
Yeah, like, her only way of communicating anything is just to go, so.
All right. So I look at Petra, so we're going to look around your house right now.
So basically what I'd like to look for is, you know, like she got home last night, she got undressed, whatever, put her bag down, whatever, anything that like she had with her last night. I mean, I'm going to look for anything occultish or anything that might give any sort of clue on stuff like that. Starting with the stuff that she would have had with her, touched or done anything that looks like she would have done last night after she got home.
Okay. So you probably a few options then for you. You could probably look around her room to for clothes and stuff like that. And then maybe you ask Petra or one of the housekeepers or something, like, where did she go when she got home? And she probably dropped into her study after coming back before heading up to bed. So probably both those places if you want to dig around for stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I would definitely want to probably, yeah, the bedroom and study, I would want to investigate both of those. And if I've got freedom to do so, I mean, I'm looking at everything. I'm looking for evidence if anything happened to her and evidence that she might have been involved in anything.
Yeah, probably not as much freedom in the bedroom with the doctor in there and stuff. Right. I mean, you like to go like digging around that much. But yeah, you guys could roll investigation.
At her clothes and see, like, is there pus on her clothes? You know, stuff like, you know,
yeah.
Is there any weird powder, or you know what I mean?
Yeah. Let's do investigation for that. You guys can both roll it. I assume you're both digging around.
Oh yeah. Let's see here. Investigation is intelligence. So I'm a minus one.
I love that your guys' skills, like, you're not proficient in like the relevant skills.
Now, am I too hungover? Am I okay?
Hold on, let me see where
I didn't get that drunk last night. Come on.
No, you don't have disadvantage.
Yay. I'm still a minus one though, so let's have a look here.
Yeah, so Halfdan starts to like go through her clothes and stuff, and I guess you don't see any like pus or blood or anything on her clothes. Gosh, I don't know what a fantasy clerk's dirty clothes pile would look like, but sure, maybe they're in a hamper or something like that. Like, she doesn't have that many house servants to like usher away her clothes right away, so they're in a hamper. But there's not a lot in the room other than that. I don't know if you're looking for more specifics in here, but you're kind of digging around in the room, doesn't turn anything up.
Yeah, is any, well, anything that's, that I, as a barbarian witch hunter might see as important, right? I mean, like that book we found in the teacher's, you know.
Yeah, occultic symbols.
Yeah.
You know, and it could be because she put him there, or it could be because someone else put him there to hex her.
Yeah.
No, nothing like that, but let's check the study. Why don't you guys give me investigation checks in this study?
There we go, that's better.
As you, before I look at your rolls real quick, because this may change things. As you start to leave the
bedroom, I can't even find the study.
hold on. I haven't looked at your numbers yet. Ivana says, do either of you gentlemen need something to calm your nerves? I think I have a bottle of alcohol here somewhere in my kit.
No. I want my nerves to be heightened at this point. We're on the trail of the witch.
Halfden kind of like, you know, chuckles. Yeah, I'll have something.
Which will explain the role.
Yeah, she just gives you something like strong and flavorless.
Oh, that's good. Thank you.
Paint thinner.
And that would bump you up to disadvantaged for sure, but you already rolled a one, so.
Yeah, a zero actually with my minus one. So,
so as Halfdan, like, Bebo makes his way to the study, and as he's searching through, he just hears like. And just like his Halfdan crashes into just about everything outside of the study. Bebo, however, you're a little sharper eyed in the study than you were in the bedroom. And you find quite a few things. So in a desk drawer, you find a large stack of coins. And then a whole bunch of promissory notes. So debts people owe to Petra.
Personally, not to the town, but her personally?
Correct. Okay. And then there's a whole bunch of like town paperwork, things like that. But as you dig around in the desk, you kind of find like a hidden safe or like a hidden lockbox that was buried under like a... like a false bottom.
Okay.
And
is it locked?
No, it's not.
Good. All right.
And inside is some very impressive, both current and maybe ancient early imperial jewelry.
Okay. On the promissory notes, are there anything, like, does any one person owe her a lot of money or anything like that?
No, I would say not. I would say, like, nothing is in a shocking amount by any means.
Okay. Anything odd about their jewelry? I mean, not that odd. She obviously has some money, but...
It's a lot.
Anything odd or occultic or anything like that about it?
Hmm.
Any emeralds,
you ask?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Is there anything that looks like it has any occultic or religious significance to it, like, or is it just expensive, nice jewelry?
So there's probably some religious jewelry, but I wouldn't say like overtly like nefarious looking by any means. Hold on 1 second. So you see one that is a symbol you recognize, the cross bearing orb, mm-hmm. The orb and the cross. You recognize that. And then you also see That's probably it.
Okay.
I mean, there's more religious stuff, but they're all symbols of the avatars. So it's not, those are there too, but I wouldn't say those are disconcerting to you in any way.
But the orb bearing cross is disconcerting?
Yeah, it seems a little bit out of place. I mean, that's a...
So I'll show that to Halfdan and I'll say, keep an eye out for this. This doesn't quite fit here. If you see this anywhere else, we need to make a note of that.
Halfdan belches. Sure.
Anything in there? So she is the... She's the notary.
Mm-hmm.
You said there are some government documents in here as well?
Yeah.
Is there anything about... Even like, and maybe it wouldn't be here, but notes on when all this stuff started happening and like discussions of what they thought was going on before they ever called for us.
Ooh. Yeah, there is. Maybe some town minutes, like some records of town meetings.
Yeah, exactly. Because stuff like that is going to give people's thoughts, you know, before they called for us and what they thought it might be. And
okay, so the most recent stack of papers is the last town meeting before you guys get there, which references the fish and says something to the effect of Mayor demonstrated handprints on the fish. Effects of unsuspecting council members thought to be unexpected hail, and then something like vote cast all in favor to hire witch burners or something to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so there's several things, minutes where they vote to have the child executed and same kind of reports. Child of, and I forget the parents' names and I don't have my notes with me, sorry.
Wolf something, I think.
Yeah, Wolfson, yeah. Right? Or something like that.
Yeah.
Reported to have third eye, doctor thought to be birth defect, and then like maybe a follow-up meeting, all that. So the stuff is documented, but there's always seems to be like some kind of excuse that they come up with, and there just seems to be more and more discussion of which witch burners should they bring witch burners in, but they're worried about like witch burners being overzealous and taking things too far, that type of thing. And then the ultimate conclusion is then they find with the fish and everything else going on after they kill the child and that cat that the council has found reliable evidence of witchery and has elected to hire witch burners to bring peace to the city.
Is there anyone, I know you talked about being afraid that witch burners would go too far or whatever, who was vocally opposed to bringing in witch burners?
So like early votes, it was like pretty evenly split. Like there were several people initially opposed, but I think as it went on, the priest and then the doctor was a holdout for a while too. Not necessarily a holdout, but tried to like with the kid, she's like, that's just a birth defect. And then with the cat, you know, that's just pranks. And with the crops, it's, you know, she tries to be maybe more like the thinking person on the council. And then, so her and the priest, I would say.
Okay. The fish are the one that really get me, Halfdan. I mean, all of these other things, taken all together, definitely point to a witch, but they can pretty much be explained naturally one way or the other, but not the fish.
The damn fish. Yeah.
Anything else interesting in here? no symbols or cult symbol or anything like that, except for this jewelry?
No. Uh-oh. Is there really anything just, else in here? Good.
I can't think of anything. So Halfdan, I think what bothers me is I haven't seen any symbols at all. I mean, I've got this one thing. We'll definitely keep an eye out for this orb bearing cross, but other than that, I'm not seeing anything that marks the witches.
But I think that might be it.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got our first tangible clue. I don't think Halfdan said tangible.
He tried two or three times and then just said clue.
Yeah. We'll look out for that symbol because I think that might be the sign of the witch. There's nothing else that shows us the way.
Can we jog our memory over the last few days and see if we can remember seeing it anywhere else?
Yeah, but you should probably roll that, huh?
Yeah, probably.
I hate to keep going back to... Give me a religion roll, maybe.
Religion? That's just going to be straight intelligence, then.
Intelligence is minus one. I'll roll two. Yeah, look at that.
Wow.
16.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so you're trying to, like, think back. One, does the symbol mean anything to you? And then have you seen the symbol in town? I'm going to say no. Because, again, it doesn't... These three avatars, this faith that this town follows is not like anything from... I mean, you've heard of this religion, but it's not really something you run into on a regular basis. Does that make sense? And so to have the orbed cross there doesn't really make sense.
Okay.
It doesn't fit with the faith the townspeople follow. So you haven't seen that symbol.
It's probably a good thing because it'll stand out if we do find
it. Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Let's go upstairs and check on it again, see if anything has changed since we were down here. We can talk to the staff around here too, and see if they have anything to add.
Absolutely. Yep. So you guys make your way back upstairs, and you just hear.
And the doctor's. No real change.
No, the doctor's kind of packing up her supplies, and she's talking to kind of the housekeeper and says, now I've given her the maximum dosage I can for pain. Now I will be back this afternoon. Her wounds need to be kept clean on a regular basis, kept dry. So please clean her, be gentle. All of these wounds are very, very painful for her.
I'm sorry, is she telling this to us or to...
No. Like, you overhear her telling the help.
Okay. So they're going to take care of her. Okay. So as the doctor's leaving, we'll just ask, is there any update, anything else you can tell us, or...
She seems to be stable. As far as I can tell, the growths have slowed. Less boils appearing at a less rapid rate, so we have that going for us. I've given her all the pain medicine I can, but now it's just about keeping them clean and keeping her as comfortable as possible.
Okay. What's your opinion about this? What do you think could have caused this?
I would not normally turn to witchcraft as a reason for unfortunate events. coupled with everything else that has been going on in this town over the last month or so, I fear that witchcraft is at play. I do not have a medical reason for the amount of boils covering poor Petra.
So let me ask you this, Doctor. The roses yesterday at the mayor's house seemed to be targeted. That was a personal point of pride for her. Is there anything about Miss Ink's blood here that would, you know her better than I do, that would indicate that this might have been targeted?
I'm sure you both noticed how well kept she was. And she's kind of like pulled you outside the door and is talking quieter now. Oh,
yeah,
definitely. Now.
Yeah.
Petra certainly was concerned about her appearance and how people perceived her. She always had jewelry, fine leather shoes, fine robes. Maybe, but who's to say?
Who would that have bothered, though? Who would it bother that someone takes care of themselves? Is there someone that she insulted, called them slovenly?
No, she was a government official. Most of the time, she was very kind.
Most of the time.
Sure, none of us are perfect.
So, who was she not perfect with?
No, you're reading way too much into that. I can think of no single occurrence that would cause someone to want to do this to her.
So, Doctor, if we assume that this was targeted, whatever reason, because she cherished her appearance, it's been taken from her. The roses were taken from her. The roses were a point of pride. It was taken from her. What about the fish? Who did that hurt? What about the snails? Who did that hurt? Were the owners of those? I mean, the fishing, I was led to believe that it was sort of a community fishing area, correct?
Sure, the fish were just out from the river, and the farm as well. The crop was a community farm.
Is there any of that would have been considered for someone, or maybe to someone outside looking on it, as a point of pride that needed to be judged?
Well, she kind of thinks, and I'm not quite sure what you're asking, but the only other occurrence that seems personal to me would be the cat and poor Wolf's Blood, or Wolf's Son. Sorry, I should have written their name.
Well, I do have it written down. I can't find my notes. Sorry.
I can't pick up a pattern, but it seems to me that's why we brought you here.
Right. And I'm asking questions to try to establish the pattern. Okay, thank you for your help. Halfdan, do you have anything?
No, it just seems to me, I agree, this is the first incident that kind of hurts a person rather than, you know, directly. So I have to ask, what did Petra do to this, deserve this? And someone or something thinks that she deserves this.
Right. We're not indicating that she does deserve it. We're just suggesting that someone believes that.
And we're not saying she doesn't deserve it either. We don't know. But maybe you could tell us. Is there something about her? Is there things that she does that might want someone to curse her like this?
She's successful and wealthy and smart and well-educated. Perhaps those reasons alone are enough for someone to act this way, but
So, Doctor, you're on the as well, correct?
Yes.
Consider that originally the attacks were made upon the town itself, farms, fishing, things like that. Now the last two have been directly against members of the council and possibly against items that they had personal pride. You might want to consider that as a member of the council. And if you have anything that you think is your personal pride that could be attacked, and anything that you think could help us go in the right direction before that happens to you, now would be the time to speak up.
Oh, dear. I will give this some thought. Do you think I am at risk?
I think the town is at risk. I think we're all at risk.
I have the same fears.
Let us know.
And that will be a good place to stop it.
All right. So by my notes,
we just finished Monday morning.
Our first quarter of the day. So we have three more. I'm putting a check mark versus each day. So I've got one check mark for that, and we'll be on to our second one. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So you have afternoon of day four to go.
Yeah.
Nice. Good job, guys. I like the characters you guys have come up with. What I will say, just because I don't want to get to a point to like make you think you've solved anything or something like that. Like, I don't want to be like, oh, now's the time to go to the council with it. So if at any time you guys think you've solved this, you can go to the council and present your evidence.
All right.
Because I don't want to like tilt a hand anyway to like try to make you think one way or another.
Yeah.
So
unfortunately for them, I think there's going to be some more damage that happens before we figure it out.
Oh, yeah, I'm a long way from there. Especially that, as you've gathered, Halfdan cannot say no to a drink. And will not say no to a drink. So
Halfdan's going to end up killing Bebo. He's the witch.
Nice. All right, I'll send a doodle out, so hopefully there's not as long a gap in between, okay. But it'll probably be mid to late June, I'm thinking.
Let me check my travel schedule. I guess, Matt,
we've got that last week of June open now.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, that's too bad. Yep.
All right, guys, we'll enjoy your day off tomorrow.
Cool. Yeah, enjoy thanks, your Jeff. Slow day. Thanks for your guys' time.
Yeah, it was fun. Thanks for doing it, man. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.